This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Why, hello there. Remember me? Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, here we are, headed to 2020, and what better way to spend the last Monday of 2019 by starting it off by speaking with Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, I'm honored. I was away for a week. What a lot has taken place since my absence.
Yeah. Oof. A lot has taken part.
But thank you for letting me join you in this closing week. And you've been doing double duty at WORD.
Man, I have, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of material. Good for you. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, I don't know if I would say good for me, but definitely lots of talking.
Well, you know, somebody's got to pay for all those Christmas packages.
Yes. Yes.
So that helps, I'm sure. Wow. Okay, we have to talk about Sutherland Springs, and I'm sure Dan will talk about it later as well. But okay, let's think about it. Last year, there was a murder in Sutherland Springs, Texas. That was the Baptist church. Guy comes in with a AR-style firearm, kills 26 people, 20 were wounded. That was last year. And at that time, carrying church was technically prohibited. Since then, the Texas legislature, motivated by a bunch of Second Amendment advocates, I'll say, I know them, they were working hard, they passed a law clarifying that carry in church is legal. It saved lives already. Yesterday, a murderer entered the West Freeway Church of Christ. That's near Fort Worth, Texas. The murderer killed two people before he was shot and killed by armed church staff. The attack was over in about 6 seconds. Less than 4 seconds passed after the murderer's first shot. Videos, because the service was being broadcast to other, parish members who were at home watching it on video. There were five armed parishioners converging on the attacker after about 6 seconds. The victims were a deacon. He may have also been an usher, given the way he was acting, and another member of the church security staff. The attacker was known to law enforcement, had several felonies for assault, was paranoid, divorced. His wife said he was crazy, didn't like anybody. When he was interviewed on CNN, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, said this: more people in our state need to carry. More people in every state need to carry because the police won't be there in time.
No.
Bill, it sounds like they're listening to you.
Sort of. I don't have an affiliate out that way, I don't think, but I have a few in Texas, just not near Fort Worth. But having said that, but they do. And they're 100% right. It's not just something that I say. I mean, a lot of people say this. You say this. So these guys in this church, I mean, they did. The average loss of life when armed citizens are there is two and a half.
Yep.
And I hate that average, but it takes the brain that long to process what's going on. And then they moved in on that guy, and I mean, they were coming at him, what, three or four different ways?
Yes. He seemed strange from the start. He drew their attention. He was wearing a fake wig, a fake beard, a long coat that didn't fit in with what the locals wear. He hadn't visited the church before. He had some, he used to live in the area, but he didn't go to this church. I think the guy was hearing voices. But this church was squared away, and were they lucky or were they good? They were good.
We know of
too many churches who just said that could never happen here.
Well, I called my pastor today, the pastor that I used to go to, and I said, "Are you ready to let me come to your church and talk to your people?" And he is. But they're already taking steps. But I'm just wondering how many more people I could call up and say, "Are you ready to hear?"
Yes.
About this?
Please do, because turn the question around. If pastors keep the old attitude, who's going to save? Yesterday it was 200 lives that were saved.
Yeah.
They're ours to save. We are God's hands. It is up to us to save them because evil exists. We need to prepare for it. We've been told how. We've learned how. Now, gosh, for some of us, that isn't a message we want to hear.
No.
I mean, for me, I don't like hearing that message either. But I'm sorry if you thought that disarming law-abiding citizens would keep you safe. It doesn't. The real world's more difficult than that. You can't legislate the evil out of people who intend to do harm. Evil people don't intend to obey the law. I mean, if they did, we wouldn't have criminals. So it's up to us. It's up to us. And yes, to the people who don't like guns, they're absolutely right. Defending the people you love is inconvenient. But how can you say you love someone if you won't suffer that inconvenience to defend them?
Well, what that FBI agent did, and the other guys that were with him that he trained, they did the one thing you got to do to a rampage killer, which is disrupt his pattern.
Right.
And when they got up and started drawing down on him, that took his attention off of his would-be victims, and now he knew he was in a gunfight. And he wasn't in one very long because he was down by 6 seconds. But,
right.
You know, the average loss of life per minute in a rampage killing, which would not, it would have been worse in this place because everybody was in one room, right? But, like, say, right. In a mall or something, the average rampage, or in a school, the average rampage killer is going to kill 3 people every minute. So the clock becomes the enemy, and you've got to get in there, and you've got to disrupt his pattern and take his attention off his goal and refocus him to where now he knows he's in a gunfight, so the other people can have a chance to get low and, you know, get a little cover and all this other stuff. And they did it. It was textbook.
And if the videos are available, I've got them linked on my Facebook page. I also put them up on the Polite Society Facebook page. We've got just a minute to talk about it. One of the persons shot and killed was a church security official, an older gentleman who was sitting, you know, two pews behind the attacker. And when the guy pulls out his shotgun, the attacker takes out the shotgun, this guy goes for his gun.
Yep, I saw that.
He was killed. He was murdered.
Yeah.
But because the attacker was engaging him, the other defenders had a time to draw a bead, and they did. One shot, the attacker was down.
I'd like to talk about what I think happened with that guy, but anyway.
After the break.
For those people that liked what Rob is talking about, you can hear about self-defense gun stories on his podcast all the time, on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And I'm aware of what's going on with Franklin Armory, and we're going to have Jay Jacobson on very soon to talk about that. But that's a story for another day. Right now, we're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And first thing I noticed with that gentleman that you were talking about that unfortunately got killed by the Rampage killer.
Right.
He should have gotten off the X, shouldn't he?
Yes. Yes. He needed to move. Because even if you're going to get shot, okay, if you sit still, you're going to get shot in a second and a half. If you move, you're going to keep him busy for 3 seconds. Maybe that's the time you need for the other defenders to kill your attacker. So you're not running away. You're just being a harder target, I swear.
Well, I mean, a tactical response. That was the whole thing about it's a big deep step left or right. You know, you're trying to, you're yelling at the guy to try to distract him a little bit. And also probably for the later case that's going to come up. And but at the same time, as you're moving, you're drawing and you're coming up on them. And that's, he's not ready for that. Nobody's ready for that. I mean, I wouldn't be ready for that. I can't follow you. You know, I could probably try to make a guess as to where you're going to end up. But, you know, how do I know? So that was one thing I noticed. The other thing I noticed is that Shannon Squeaky Watts got out there and said the guards should not have been armed. You see that?
Right. Yes. Yes.
So are the moms demand action? Are they sanctioning murder by that? Is that what they're saying? We would rather see people get murdered.
Some of them absolutely are. Joe Biden went down that rabbit hole in no time. Back in September, he said, "Oh, it's insane that we allow armed citizens into houses of worship." Well, of course, except for his security detail when he goes to speak in a church.
Yeah, those guys.
Because he's more important than we are. What I found fascinating is they ran up, the anti-rights spokespeople said, well, no, this wasn't really self-defense because the security guard, well, he runs a range. He's a firearm instructor. He has superhuman powers. And they ignored the other four guys that were converging on this attacker and were about 1 second away from turning him into a pincushion with all the holes they were going to poke in him. But that didn't fit their narrative. I don't think evidence matters once your mind is made up. Now, here's some guys who've seen a lot, and they said, thank goodness the church was defended, like the local sheriff, the local police chief, the Texas Bureau of Investigation, the state attorney general, the governor of Texas. But no, not Moms Demand. No, not them.
Well, this is the thing. It is a very rare thing that there's more civilians that have never been in the FBI that shoot bad guys than there are people in the FBI that are shooting bad guys. That's just a plain fact. The fact that this guy was up quick and he was moving and he went loud really fast and he knew to engage as soon as he got that good shot. You know, that's something that practice instilled in him, didn't it?
Well, now think about it. He wasn't the first person to draw a gun and point it at the attacker.
Right.
That was the guy who got shot.
Right.
So the defender who sucked up a bullet provided a distraction for the defender who was behind him and farther away.
Yeah, I find it disturbs me still that he paid that price of his life. I think if he'd just gone left or right, he'd still be with us, maybe with a wound or something. But
we hope and pray. And so that's what we can learn. This was a great defense, as you and I have pointed out. It wasn't perfect. You know why I'm so glad we're talking about this too, Bill? The media covers the attacks in gun-free zones that are atrocious with their body count. How long will the media report on intended victims who refuse to be victims in a Texas church. You are writing the bias in that reporting. And, you know, we all agree no one needs a gun in a perfect world. It's not perfect. Now, I did see a meme that I've got to bring up. On the plus side, these civilian parishioners in Texas had better trigger discipline than the Florida police who protected and served a UPS driver to death after his van was, after his truck was stolen in Florida. And again, we were told that civilians never defend themselves. When they do, they shoot each other and other innocents. When they do, they're shot by police who arrive, and none of that took place.
No.
This broke a lot of icons, didn't it?
Well, and it also, the narrative of the good guy with a gun is now vindicated. And I don't know, how many people have we seen out there say, you're never going to defend yourself with a gun? Guess what? Guess what just happened? And the fact that they're reporting on it, that's the astonishing part. I don't know if I don't know why they're reporting on it. Whatever the reason is, I don't care. All I know is that they are, and, you know, it's out there. It's, you know, we can't stop the signal, Mal, so it's out there now, and nothing they're going to be able to do about it.
And unfortunately, and it's tragic, we have this bright line contrast between what happened in Texas and what happened in New York, where a Hanukkah service was attacked with a guy with a knife. These people were disarmed. He killed a lot. You know, he stabbed a lot of people. Earlier, we saw two black extremists. What are they? Something of Israel. What are they? New Israelis? What do they call them? So
I don't know.
The guys in Jersey City.
Okay.
And again, those are examples where the entire state's effectively a gun-free zone. An average citizen can't defend themselves. And in those cases, lots of people were injured. Wow.
Yeah, you know,
tragic.
I got a new phrase we'll throw around for the gun-free zone when we get back. Rob is also a writer. Rob is a writer, and he writes at the Slow Facts WordPress blog. He also is published at ClashDaily.com and Ammoland.com, in addition to all the podcasts he puts out, too. Polite Society Podcast and Self-Defense Gun Stories. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors have filed hate crime charges against a 38-year-old man suspected of stabbing five people with a machete at a Hanukkah celebration in a New York City suburb Saturday night. The family of Grafton Thomas has denounced the crime and says he has mental health problems and no ties to any hate groups.
New York Democratic Congressman Adrian Espiat reminds us,
they will come after those of the Jewish faith tonight. And if we don't act, tomorrow they will come out after Christians.
That's right.
And if we don't act, that will go after Muslims.
As 2019 comes to a close, police have increased security measures to ensure everyone in New York City will have a safe and enjoyable New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. NYPD says they've not received any specific threats, but if you see something out of the ordinary, to say something. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse as we head to 2020. So where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
When I check the laws and of course, the comparisons we draw in this attack at a church in Texas lead us back to the Charleston AME attack.
Right.
Which is too close to home for you. And what do you know the laws in Carolina if you want to have a security team in place?
That is the decision of the individual church. So the individual church has to make that call. There are some that do. The place where I go and shoot all the time, my friend Mark's house, he has put together a little team at his church, and they have a team in place. Some churches have them, some don't. My pastor that I spoke to earlier today, he has a couple of people there that do carry, but they haven't done any sort of, they haven't done any sort of thing to where they get out there and say, okay, this is what we're going to do if this happens, and they're coming in this way or that way or the other way. They haven't done anything like that.
And at the Sutherland Baptist Church, the attack that happened a few years ago in Texas, there were four armed carriers. Each one assumed it wouldn't happen and they weren't there at the church when it was attacked.
Right.
So occasional security isn't as good as deliberate security. And I guess the religious term is intentional. We want intentional security. Well, we want, that's what we want in our schools as well. Hey, I'm glad you allow a police to be at school sometime. I want one there all the time, and the school staff, because the cop can't be everywhere. How is it, are our churches any different? Same situation.
It's the same situation, except what I don't think these guys quite get when they're out there writing all these laws and everything is the first time this happens, because of the coverage they give them, the way the media covers these events,
yeah,
it becomes trendy for those
right.
types of people that are going to do this thing. That becomes trendy. So they don't get it. They don't take any action about it. I mean, this should only happen. It should be one and done. That's the way this should work out. We should take the steps. Everybody should be able to take the steps they need to take in order to. There should be no place that a regular law-abiding citizen can go, should go, will go, where they have to just say, well, I might die here and I might not, but nobody's here to take care of business if it's needed.
More to the point, you as a common parishioner at the church cannot enter without expressed permission from the church governing board, and yet the church governing board assumes no liability for disarming you by law.
That hasn't happened yet. That phenomena has not. That's the last shoe to fall for the anti-gunners getting out. See, I don't want to call them gun-free zones anymore. I want to call them death zones, because that's
right.
what happens in them. Maybe imminent death zones, maybe probable death zones in the event of an attack. You know, that kind of thing, because this is what happens. These guys target these places. That guy didn't go to that church thinking, well, they allow guns to be carried in Texas. He went there thinking that this was a church like Sutherland. It was a church like, which Sutherland, you know, the guy was attacking from the outside. That was a different kind of attack. But
right.
he was just thinking he had a bunch of fish in a barrel. That's why he showed up. That it wasn't because he wanted to be in a gunfight.
And now that he failed, you and I think that other attackers won't try the same thing.
Well, I think it points out, you know, when was the last time we saw a mall get shot up? We saw one in El Paso, right? We saw one in
yep.
Texas. There was one in Texas here earlier. But, I mean, prior to that, that had not really happened since Clackamas Mall.
There was an attempt in Minnesota, and a reserve deputy, hadn't been active in quite some time,
right,
also a firearms instructor, goes, hey, that's not going to happen in front of me. The guy with the knife charged him, and the concealed carrier stopped it.
Of course.
So we do have some examples. You know what? It does remind you and I of the Draw Muhammad contest, where two guys showed up with AKs. I think, weren't they from the Phoenix area?
They were from Phoenix, but they went to Texas, yeah.
Right, because Draw Muhammad offended them, and a guy who was just a 60-plus-year-old traffic cop who could shoot, he was a competitor, said, ooh, I just heard the buzzer go off. These guys are bad, and he stopped them both.
Yep.
So this is a country of martial arms. If you want to attack people, y'all need to be careful, because some of us will kill you. Again, what frightens me to death is that we have large areas where that's been made illegal. New Jersey, parts of California, Hawaii, parts of Maryland. Oh, I feel so sorry for my friends there. How do we save them, Bill?
Well, you know, that's we can't. We can't. We can try to, you know, we can point things out and say, okay. But at the end of the day, it's unfortunately, you know, unless it's actually happening in front of us in a place where we could do something about it. If it happens there,
right,
we can't do nothing about it. except watch. Right. And you know,
elections have consequences.
Sure.
And we have to point out this is what they voted for. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's with I'm watching Virginia with a lot of fascination and dread, to be honest with you. And at the same time, only for 40% of the electorate showed up in Virginia. And
right.
People are there. I know a lot of people that normally go to SHOT Show. They're going to go to Virginia, go to Virginia instead. But
for their Gun Owners Action Day.
Yeah, but you know
good
now
for them.
Well, it's a bunch of people from the outside of Virginia going in there to try to. But this, you know, back in 4 years ago, they had to go in there to keep that from happening, and they could have done it again, and they were turned away.
Ah.
So. Sometimes, you know, that happens. But in the meantime, that doesn't, you know, we don't have to sit back and watch a bunch of innocent people lose their rights and do nothing about it. But anyway, as we're heading to the next break now, Rob writes, but he also does podcasts. He's a part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast, which I wish to God I'd gotten that name. And he is the sole host of the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, where he takes a forensic look with a armed self-defense instructor, and they pull apart an actual armed self-defense event. Tell you what happened, what's wrong, do a little after-action review on it, because that's important to learn from the mistakes and the high points of it. That's always a good thing. Happens all the time in the military. That's the way it is in the military. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse as we've been looking back at what happened over the weekend and trying to break that down and everything. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Bill, I want to just talk about self-defense gun stories for a moment.
Sure.
This defense in Texas happened because people were willing to be inconvenienced. They were willing to be, you know, suffer the discomfort. The, okay, I got to go learn something. Oh, I have to get a permit from the state, maybe in my state. But they did it, and it makes a difference. I write about stories where armed defenders did the right thing. They saved lives. Sometimes, as in this case in Texas, multiple people were converging on one attacker, and they saved hundreds. The other day, I just wrote a story where three guys attacked a guy as he's getting home. Fortunately for him, now, unfortunately for him, three guys attack you. That's a bad day. He didn't have his carry permit. You know, that's too bad. He lived in Texas. He could have. His wife was at home in the bedroom. She heard this commotion. She goes, that's not right. That's my husband screaming for help. She grabs the family gun. They push the husband into the front room. They see her and her gun. The bad guys shoot at her as they're running away. Great. Similar story this week where a police officer is getting home late at night with her husband. They park the car, walk across the parking lot to their apartment. At least three, maybe four, hard to tell in the dim. Guys come between the cars, try and rob them. These three guys had just robbed somebody in their apartment, in the apartment complex. They want to add this couple to their score for the night. And she defends herself and her husband. So, one, sometimes you're defending a lot of people. Sometimes you're defending the people you love. It may not be from one person. It might be from several. And, well, I'll depend on my husband to defend me. Can he defend? I don't think I can beat up four other people to defend my wife, no matter how much I love her. And if they are attacking me, I don't think she can defend me and stop four other guys unless she's willing to take the effort to be armed. To me, it's an expression of love.
It's a civic thing. I mean, if you get attacked by somebody and you stop the attack and you stop them, and you either put them away or you put them down, that stops them from doing that wherever they're practicing this dark art. And it just becomes one of those things where you're doing it for yourself, but it has. And it has far-reaching a ripple effect, if you will.
No, it really does, because the average criminal, when we look at what they call the closure rate, you were attacked. Did we find the guy? Did we grab him? Did we get him incarcerated? What is that? Isn't that rate show like 20 or 25 to 1? So for every time a cop grabs a criminal, that criminal's already met 25 of us.
Yep.
And when you take him off of the criminal market, wow, you saved a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, Amanda Collins, remember her, the little girl who got raped in the at college. That guy went from being a rapist to a serial killer. He graduated to being a serial killer. And if she'd been allowed to be armed, she would have dealt with him. And she knows that. I believe it. I believe it. She was a martial artist. She had presence of mind. She was taking a bunch of things in. And, even though people out there tried to tell her no, that's really what would have happened. She would have dealt with him. And he wouldn't have gone on to kill people. But she was a victim. And he moved on to, he graduated to his next level. So
she did come back to that university recently and said, students need to be armed. They're not safe on campus. There's sexual assault here. Some of you are of the age that I was where you are allowed to carry off campus. You're being disarmed. You're being put at risk. The police will not be there. I mean, she goes, those aren't my statistics. They're yours. Look at all these sexual assaults. How many of them occur where, oh, young man, let me stop you right now. I am the police or campus police. Doesn't happen. Very rare.
Right.
And she went back on campus to say, and what happened to me, I don't want to have happen to you. Very powerful witness.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing quest. It's an ongoing thing and trying to convince people of it. I mean, I'm glad for the coverage that happened with this Texas thing. I'm sorry that it happened in the first place, but at the same time, I'm glad the illustration is there. And maybe this is their nightmare. The gun grabbers did not want this to happen.
Amen to that.
They didn't want it to happen.
When you speak to your church group, is it going to be the governing board? Is it going to be their security detail? Maybe that's still being worked out.
I think that's still being worked out. What I'm going to point out is what they have to do and they have to face. I'm not a specialist in that kind of thing. I can practice self-defense. I'm not a teacher. So I'm just going to point. I'm just going to say, this is my recommendation. And I do know some people I can put them with if they want to take it, various steps. But, I'm just going there to sort of slap them around and get their eyes bright, you know. The first time I spoke with my pastor, he was like, I hate the idea of guns being necessary in the sanctuary. And I told him then, and this is before Sutherland, I told him then, well, so do I, but that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be being done. And then after Sutherland, then he started coming around, and now he's actually got stuff in play, and I just spoke with him today. So we'll see where that goes.
Bill, that always strikes me as so strange. You used to say the enemy gets a vote. And here, as a pastor, evil gets a vote. And yet here's the pastor acting as if evil doesn't exist. And I'm going, wait a minute, isn't your stock in trade to confront evil? I mean, that's what you do. That's your life's mission.
Yep.
And yet you deny it with the other hand. So maybe our listeners will let me understand how that works. I don't see it.
It's the road to, you know, the road of good intentions. And I get it. I understand it. I wish things were right. I wish they were right. I wish things were that way, but they're not. So, and that's where the problem begins, because they're not. So, and he gets it, and I think some other people will get it, and that will be good. And there will be, this will happen again. What happened in Texas will happen again, and what happened in Sutherland, Texas will happen again, where it's a massacre. So that's the bad part.
Right. Well, and hopefully in those states where church security is allowed, the church governing boards will assume the responsibility that they've trusted, you know, that they'll carry the load that they've assumed and set up security details. I pray they take it seriously.
Yeah, me too. But we'll see. We'll see. Time will tell. Time will definitely tell.
Interesting times.
Yes, sir. Yes, they are. You can catch Rob here. You can catch Rob online, either podcasts or the written word. Check him out, because he is out there and he is prolific. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, get his weekly recap. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.